Hello guys, welcome to my first episode of Random Talks of a Nobody, because all my talks are gonna be random and I am a complete nobody. I am defined by labels, not which you or I keep upon me, but by my work. My work shall speak for me as your work shall speak for you. So obviously it's random. The start itself is random. Wow. I just want to say welcome. Welcome one, welcome all. Welcome boys, girls, men, ladies, 60s and 6s, everyone. Whether you're fat, short, tall, or thin, or skinny, everyone's gonna get judged and labeled. I have started this podcast because I like talking and I just want to be heard, unjudged, unbiased. I don't know if that's a great thing, but I guess it's better than therapy. It's kind of free, so that helps, I guess. Haha. I don't listen to podcasts, actually. I would love to. One of them, which I dearly would love to follow, is the TED. So as soon as I finish off this, I'm going to like start following TED podcast talks. So that's there. And I just want to talk about firsts, right? This is like my first episode. But coincidentally, I am speaking about my first episode. 15th minute past zero on 21st April 2021. 21-4-21. That's awesome. I know. 7 days ago, it was my friend's birthday and my Tamil New Year. And also, yesterday, coincidentally, was my first day of my internship, which would become a job if I do well. I actually messed up the entire day. Like, that's a mouth fart. Okay, I don't know. I mean, because I have done content writing, but not like scientific content writing or educational content writing. So it was just blah. But I guess I'd get to learn a lot this time. And I guess I get to use this as a therapy to talk, to put my heart out, to shut up and think about the next word so I can figure out what I'm trying to say to you and maybe even to myself. I do have a blog where I tend to write when words can't escape my mouth. I'm like, and I just like put it up on a blog. So you can check that out. Check out Crazy Crabby Life at blogspot.com. So .blogspot.com. www.crazycrabbylife, crazybybyball. Yeah. crabby, crabby life, life .blogspot.com. Powered by Google. Google's like reigning my life. Not reigning. Is that the word? I don't want to say controlling, but it's supporting me a lot, actually. Like from emails to drives, photos, music, whatnot. Blog. I started that when I was in 12th grade. And I was like, ye kya hai? What the hell is this? So yes. But then I actually started writing from 2017 onwards. So it has like a lot of stories for the past 4 years. Looking back for the past 4 years, I still remember my first post. My first post on my poetry blog was a 4-line poem written on the 31st January 2018. My first blog post was, I think, on the 1st Feb 2018 or 2017, somewhere there. Yeah, I still remember we were like, I was free after college hours, and it was a weekend, and I was well, basically free and bored, and I was like, hey, wait, I have a blog. Oh my god, okay, what do I do? Yeah, I have a poem, let me put it up here. And I did that, and yeah, so poetry blog. I took down my poetry blog recently, so you can't look at my poems now. It's been 4 years, and I have finally decided to hide away my poetry forever. Forever, ever, ever. Yeah, but you can still read my stories, my thoughts, my crazy, crabby ride of my past 4 years on my blog, crazycrabbylife.blogspot.com, and you'll find my stories there. I will always write my story there, so you can always find that there. But I guess the podcast is to like just speak my mind whenever I like get a thought, because every time I come across something, I have an opinion and I want to put it out there, and I'm not able to write it because my mind is so fast. It's like, no, I have to say this. So I thought a podcast would help. So yeah, see, free therapy. So yeah. And that happens a lot. And I mean, I have opinions. Everyone has opinions. Everyone has opinions, and everyone should be heard. You should also be heard. It's wrong if you don't get a chance. It is a sin if they don't give you a chance. It's your voice. Make sure it's being heard. You live once. YOLO! So, yeah. In that same attempt, I am trying to create my first episode with all random talks that have been, it's a absurd random conversation, not even a conversation, I'm just speaking on my mic through my phone's voice recorder, lol, what am I doing? So yeah, the worst quality I have is I just keep drifting to a lot of topics. You would obviously have observed that by now if you're a very ardent listener. And I'm very sorry. But if you like want me to continue with something, you can like put it down in the comment or whatever. I don't know how this blog podcast thingy works. So if there is a comment section, put it down there. I don't know how it works. Okay. I'm actually supposed to upload a MP3 or MP4. I'm like, but I don't have one ready, so I'm like recording now. It's not supposed to be more than like 6 KB or something, 100 MB or something. It's almost 10 minutes. I don't know how long it can last for. Oops. But yeah, I have a lot of opinions. I have a lot to tell, and I hope I get to tell them here. And you can read my blog. That's fun. I will always write there. Yeah, I love Twitter. I practically live on Twitter, but I am not gonna give my Twitter ID till it's time. So don't worry about that. And anything else? I guess, yeah, trip first day was bad, but I guess I'll learn a lot. First time of poetry writing on a blog, first time blog writing on my blog. I remember those days, they were fun. 4 years ago, I was a child. Come on. I'm like just 23. I was like my teenage years those days, okay? Please spare her. She was a child. I guess we're all growing, huh? We're all growing and learning. I just have this need to create, I think, you know. As I grow, quote unquote grow, I feel like I have this need to create art, or not art, this is not art, but I have this need to just create something, anything, a blog post, a voice recording, a podcast, anything. I just have to create something. So yes, otherwise my, it's like that's how my soul lives or something. I don't know. What does your soul like to do? Did you figure that out yet? I think I'm very strong with when it comes to creation. I have to create in order to survive. Not like a painting and all. I'm not artistically gifted. It's just like words and thoughts and opinions. I just create a lot of them. Yes, I am an overthinker if you wanted to guess that. But yeah, I just have this dire need to create stuff. So yes. Actually, speaking of creation, it was about, I think, 2 months ago that I actually created my email ID for my blog, the Crazy Crabby Life email ID. And under that YouTube account, I had put up a video of me making my wall. Apparently the papers are down now because the tapes were not that strong. So basically what I did was I took up a lot of newspapers, I put them on the wall, and then I put my posters. But the tapes were not strong enough, so the entire thing came out. Air somehow got in the center of the papers and it just ripped the entire thing. It stayed there for a week. Beautiful week. Beautiful, beautiful wall. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. All things must come to an end, hey. I guess with that I'll end this voice note too. I really have to go sleep. It's almost 0025 has IST on the 21st of April. I have to wake up in 6 hours. So, adios amigos. Stay tuned until my next random talk. Take care. Coronavirus is going around. The pandemic is gonna kill so many people. This is just starting. Trust me. The first wave was nothing. This can probably go on for about 5 years. Starting from last year. So, another 4 years. If we do not treat it right, stay inside your houses. Don't go insane. Love your family. Become a chef or a cook or a fashion designer if you don't like the word tailor. Or hairdresser if you don't like the word barber. But don't give up. Days are gonna be nice-ish. Get a book, maybe. Or listen to my podcast or read my blog. I don't know. self-promotion, damn it. What can I do? Anyways, so yes. But please stay inside. Stay safe. Stay 6 feet apart from everyone who is not your family member. At least a arm's distance from your family members. Because at least you can keep them safe. Sometimes if you think, if you have got the news that you have a COVID case around you in about 5 kilometers radius, then start behaving like you've got COVID as soon as you can. It will save lives, starting with yours. So please take care, stay safe, stay happy, stay amazing, stay blessed. I don't think I'll be able to say all of this, but okay. Until then, adios amigos. This is R.